in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
We always condemn any acts of violence on the road. This not only leads to serious injuries, often we've had a couple of cases where it's actually resulted in the death of one of the parties. But we must understand where this comes from. It's not a spur-of-the-moment issue that suddenly happens. We've seen in international research that this is anger that builds up during a period of time, and it's purely resulting as from economic hardship. Our load shedding impact on the traffic has a huge impact on our road rage figures. So we must take into consideration the full picture and not only focus on one event. Road rage is a problem in South Africa, and this isolated event has highlighted it again, but we see it daily. And the aggressor is as guilty as the person who's instigating this aggression on the road.
How do we address this then? Because we can't have incidents all the time just due to maybe societal ills or economic pressures that allows this type of behavior on our country's roads.
You know, unfortunately, there's no quick fix. We have to look at the temperament of our drivers and work on their attitude behind the steering wheel. In South Africa, compared to the rest of the world, we have very aggressive drivers. A few years ago, we took out a couple of European drivers on our road. And after about half an hour, they said they can't drive. The people are driving too aggressive. So we need to change the driving behavior and the attitude of our drivers on the road before we'll see any difference.
This video of the incident has gone viral with many social media users commenting, talking about their experiences with taxi drivers and lamenting the behavior of those from the taxi industry. Do you then think that we need to pay specific focus to the sector, maybe introduce programs and interventions on how taxi drivers could better behave on the country's roads?
Definitely. And I also think that we need to train our other road users to have a bit more patience with our taxi drivers. They are transporting 70% of our public transport users. Yet the engineering of our roads and the engineers designing our roads do not accommodate them on our roads. So we need to understand where they're coming from. But we definitely need to launch some campaign to educate our taxi drivers on safe and patient road use. I think if we're all a bit more tolerant to each other, towards each other on the road, and accept that we have a mix of traffic, including pedestrians, cyclists, taxis, trucks, all using the same roads with our cars, then we might have a better understanding of what exactly we need to do.
What is your advice on how to handle an instance or a situation such as this when you're experiencing that type of road rage?
I think the first thing is not to react. Don't swear at the person. Don't, you know, honk your hooter continuously. Don't display any aggression behind the steering wheel. Of course, aggression breeds aggression from the other side as well. Consider your behavior behind the steering wheel and take responsibility for your own state of mind behind the steering wheel and, you know, be a bit more tolerant.
When it comes to rooting out this type of incidents on the roads, it's such a personable experience and incident. How do you then police it?
That's incredibly difficult to police because it's an ad hoc situation. You know, we don't have visible policing in general in South Africa. The only way we're going to change the situation if we change our own attitude on the road and if there is moving violation law enforcement by our traffic police.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.